How does what's happening on Tulane Avenue compare to, say, other parts of town that are also trying to redevelop the Lafitte Greenway, even the kind of development we've seen on St. Claude? Do you think that there is something different about that strip of land than some of the other areas of the city that are undergoing change?
I think the main difference is that there's so much traffic and you have six lanes of traffic. So I think that's the main thing that sets it apart from like St. Claude before the interstate. It was the most direct way to get to New Orleans, to Baton Rouge, New Orleans to the airport. There was a big boom in hotels around the 1940s and 50s. So just people passing through and just businesses to accommodate them.
And over time, Tulane Avenue fell out of popularity. The interstate became the main way people got in and out of town. And then a couple of years ago, there were some announcements that Tulane Avenue was going to change in a big way. What were those initiatives that were supposed to signal this process of major change?
Well, I mean, the big one is just the $2 billion hospital complex, LSU, VA, 17,000 jobs with it. So everyone saw this as sort of the new beginning for Tulane, because with 17,000 workers and the hospitals, you're going to have all sorts of different supportive businesses moving in. You know, restaurants, bars, I mean, just sort of anything that you'd have with that many workers. And then they're going to have a $10 million streetscape initiative where they're going to create a neutral ground, bike lanes. So it's just going to really transform the avenue.
And what's the timeline that's expected for that?
Hospitals open 2015 and 16, and construction on the streetscape begins next year.
There have been some business owners and residents who've invested in this change in Tulane Avenue who are sort of stuck in the middle. What did your reporting find in terms of that?
Well, you have this one couple, Justin and Christy Pitard. They opened up Avery's Pool Boys. You have the owners of Finn McCool's are opening up Trejo further up Tulane. And they did it because of the hospital. I mean, especially Avery's, because they're blocks away from where the hospital is going to be. But the fact is, for all the promises of a better future, right now their business is located next to a motel called the Capri, known as, you know, just a haven for prostitution and drug dealing.
Right. But at the same time, did they not see that those motels were operating on Tulane Avenue when they decided to open the space?
Well, and that's interesting, though, because like if you talk to the Pattersons from Finn McCool's, sort of everyone knows Tulane, but people don't spend a lot of time on Tulane. So you hear about it. It's just so blatant. I guess that was the sort of one surprise. I mean, they are out in front of the hotels. They're walking. All you have to do is park your car, and they'll come up to you. And the police admit it. They say you can't arrest your way out of the problem, and you just eliminate it one area, and they go somewhere else.
When I was reading your article, I was thinking about the ways that you change any area of town, and it presents a sort of chicken and egg problem. Do you aggressively push out some type of element that you don't want there, or do you just count on that illegal activity dropping off on its own and kind of getting the message?
I think it's a mix of what they're doing. You know, I think a lot of people thought that new businesses would move in and naturally the criminals or whatever you want to call them would just go away. But I think it's just going to take longer than people think it is, because you have all these surrounding neighborhoods that are still economically disadvantaged. Spoke with a bunch of realtors, and they think it's going to be slower. They think that this commercial boom is not going to be as quick as everyone thinks. It's just so much more complicated than people can imagine. I mean, dealing with women who are forced into this type of work, you can't arrest your way out of the problem. You can't throw money at it. It takes, I think, a whole sort of coordinated approach and not just opening up a big hospital to make change.
Richard Webster with NOLA.com, The Times-Picayune. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about your story on the redevelopment of Tulane Avenue.
Thank you for having me.